views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here. Glad you're listening in. I hope you're all having a great day today. I really appreciate your listening into my show. You know, every time I call, I am fortunate enough to be able to talk to you. It really is my wish and my hope that you'll hear something that will activate your own deep intuitive knowing and inspire you to listen more and motivate you to take that next step in not only developing your intuition and perhaps your ability to communicate with the other side, but also in your life in general. Because, you know, as we grow, as our intuition grows, we grow. We enter into a more kind of passionate and bigger life. You know, it expands everything in our life. And in part, that's what intuition does. It opens the door to a magical way of life. So as you listen today, just kind of keep that part of you aware, listening to your own intuition and trying to understand it perhaps a little bit more. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about your medium abilities, your natural medium abilities, which I believe everyone has. Before we start that, I do want to tell you I'm going to be working today from my book, You Are a Medium, which came out in December with Llewellyn as the publisher. This book recently won the International Book Award for Best Nonfiction, New Age Nonfiction. So that was kind of a wonderful, wonderful little email I got in my email box one day that it was the winner for that. So you please feel free, check out the book, Your Medium. It's on my website, a little bit more information. And, of course, it's can always be found on Amazon and in bookstores. Like I said, today we're going to talk about your medium abilities. I'm going to work from the book. We're going to go through the different types of medium abilities. And if we have time, hopefully we will go through some exercises to help you to better tune in. So get ready for that as we move through the program today. Before we begin, I also just want to mention that we are going to take calls today. So if you'd like to give me a call about medium abilities or about a question that you have in your own life, doesn't have to relate to people on the other side, any category is fine, relationships, work, life purpose, your angels, guides, all that kind of thing. I'd love to kind of tap in for you. The number here is 800-930-2819. And if you cannot give me a call, feel free to go ahead and just send me an email. I will be checking my emails throughout the program. And my email address is sgd7777@yahoo.com. I do have a couple emails that I actually had from the last program that I never got to. It was a busy program that I am going to get into today as the show goes on. But before I start with that, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about medium abilities. Now, one of the things that is kind of I don't know, in our culture, is the belief, the thought that connecting with those on the other side is somehow only for special people who have a special gift. Now, there are people, absolutely, who are better able to naturally do this than others. Just like some people can naturally sing better than others, some people tune into the other side quickly, easily, and very clearly, just in a very natural way. But it doesn't mean, if that's not you, it doesn't mean that you don't have that innate ability. It simply means that you might have to practice it a little bit more and, you know, kind of fine-tune it, understand it more, and develop it. But your intuition, your ability to connect with the other side is a very powerful, natural part of all of us, because we are energy, we are spirit. And intuitive communication is the universal language, both here in the physical world and also on the other side. It's our most powerful form of language, too. And it's a language that's eternal. That's just kind of us. It's part of our energy. It's part of our spirit. It's, you know, just simply the ability even to feel something as simply as love is in part our energy awareness. And the other kind of point I want to make just before we go into this a little bit more is that as you decide to develop your ability to communicate with the other side, I want you to keep in mind that this is kind of a deeper soul calling. It's an awakening. It's a kind of ability to come into the awareness of who you really are and what you're capable of. You know, from the human point of view, it seems like, well, it's paranormal, it's interesting, it's debatable. Can some people do it? Can't. Can you prove it? Can you not prove it? You know, is there a trick to it? All kinds of things come up on that human level. But keep in mind that the soul has somewhat of a bigger agenda, that the soul's impulse to tune into communicating with the other side is not so much about, you know, kind of a trick or anything like that. It's really about becoming more aware of who you are and tapping into your soul energy, your soul power. So that's what we're going to start with today, is understanding the way that you already naturally connect with those on the other side, and then practicing some exercises. So let's go ahead and get started with that. In the book, You Are a Medium, what I have in the book is a quiz. And what the quiz will help you to do is to better understand your type of, you know, kind of how you communicate with the other side already. So I'm going to start a little bit with that, and then we will go into more about how to develop that. Okay, so let's get into a few questions here. Let's see. All right, if you've got a pen, if you've got a piece of paper, go ahead and take some notes about this. I'm probably not going to do the whole quiz, but we'll do a few questions just so you can get the feel of this, okay? All right, so here's the first question, and this is how I want you to score it. 3 points means most of the time. 2 points means sometimes. And 1 point means rarely. Okay? All right, so here's the first question. Just thinking of my loved ones on the other side provokes an emotional reaction in me. Is that true most of the time for 3 points, sometimes for 2, or rarely for 1? Second question. I usually know what my loved ones on the other side would think about my decisions. If that happens a lot, that's 3 points, sometimes is 2, and 1 point is rarely. Okay. Loved ones in spirit try to get my attention by blinking the electrical appliances or lights in my house. If you experience any of that kind of phenomenon, if you kind of feel that people, loved ones, are trying to get a hold of you in that way, then you're going to say 3 points for sometimes, 3 points for most of the time, 2 for sometimes, and 1 for rarely. Okay, question number 4. I see those in the spirit realm as streaks of light or orbs. Okay, now if that's true for you, for most of the time, then 3, sometimes is 2, and rarely is 1. All right, I think we have a couple more minutes, so let's keep going. 5, I rarely forgive the wrongs done to me. I easily forgive the wrongs done to me by those who have passed over. So can you easily forgive, basically, those who have passed over? Maybe someone passed and you were not on good terms with them, but you've kind of quickly been able to heal and you are feeling more love towards them. If that describes you, do 3. If sometimes you're like that or you felt it a little, we'll do 2. And 1 point is rarely. Okay, question 6. Since my family and friends have died, I find myself wanting to learn more about them. Okay, if that's, again, 3 points, 2 points, or 1. Number 7, I feel closer to my loved ones on the other side when I hold one of their possessions. So holding someone's possession, you feel a lot of the time 3 points, you can feel their presence, sometimes at 2 points, and 1 point for rarely. All right. Let's do one more. I have memories of living on other non-physical planes of existence. Wow, now I know that's a big one, but I don't know. Is there a part of you that kind of has a memory or a sense of what it might be like not living here in the physical realm? You can imagine yourself.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. We're back with me, Sherry Gifford. We're talking about your natural ability to connect with the other side. And we are taking calls today, 800-930-2819. I do want to begin this segment right now with a question that I got last radio show, and I never got a chance to answer it, and I said I would. So here we go. This is from Paul, and Paul says he and his wife have confronted a difficult situation that they were living in a rental house. They had to move out because of black mold contamination. Most of their furniture and clothing are covered with mold. They had to move into a new place, and they're not sure they're going to be able to fully get all the mold and odor out of their furniture and their other things. And they're not sure it would even be safe. They say that everything in the house, previous house, was contaminated with mold spores, or mycotoxins. They have an attorney. They did have rental insurance, and they're wondering if they're going to be able to get the money, thousands of dollars of expenses. All right, so that's what they want to know. So let's see what we get about that. All right, so here's the question. Do you see us being successful in our legal action to get our expenses reimbursed and our personal belongings replaced? When do you see us getting this resolved? All right, let me tap into this with Paul and see what we get. All right, well, I hate to say this, Paul, but I feel like you're up against a really big, unfortunately, block here, in that I feel like the insurance company has been denying all kinds of claims that have anything to do with mold. I feel like this is kind of a company policy, and they're not wanting to budge simply because they're obvious, you know, their fear that others are also going to set a precedence. And it's really a shame, because I do feel that you're entitled to, you did have insurance and your things being cared for. All right. I do, however, with that said, I do feel that if you persist, and I'm not sure it's going to be financially worth your persisting, but if you decide to persist, I do feel there will be some kind of remedy that will most likely come through some type of mediation. And I do feel some reimbursement coming for you, although the obstacles are going to be, I don't feel it's going to come right away, and I feel that it may cost a fair amount of money to even get to that point. So you may want to kind of weigh those two. This is really unfortunate, and I'm really sorry that you're going through this. I guess on the plus side, if this is even, you know, but I do feel that, I do feel that in the bigger picture, you're being asked to really make, obviously, a clean start of it, to really, letting go of things the way you've had to do is a huge spiritual transformative calling. It's a way to bring in new energy into your life. And I know there's a huge amount of loss here, but if you can possibly let go, if you feel you can do that, and you can do it in that spirit, I do feel that, keep in mind that everything that is ours comes back to us in one form or another, that we can't lose what we truly have. And I know that's easy to say when you're not suffering, but I do feel that it will. I do feel like there is the possibility of a incredible renewal that you can also go through during this time. All right. So let's switch back to the quiz. Now, we went through some questions. I don't think we went through a lot of them. I want to talk about the four types. Now, if you answered one most of the time, and also if you answered question one and five most of the time, you're more of an emotional healer. Emotional medium, which I actually call a healer. Emotional mediums are basically healers. If you're not sure, if the quiz was just too confusing, I only asked you a few questions. Let me just tell you about emotional mediums. Emotional mediums feel and absorb emotional energy, and they do this for those who have passed over. Now, a lot of the times, emotional mediums do not feel like mediums simply because, we think of a medium as being able to see someone on the other side or carry on a conversation clearly to get facts about them, names, dates, that kind of thing, clear messages. And sometimes emotional energy is not that clear of a message. You know what I mean? It's emotional. It's feeling. It's love. It's forgiveness. So emotional mediums probably have the hardest time clicking into is this really someone on the other side I'm feeling, or is it just I'm feeling a lot of love right now? I'm feeling a lot of forgiveness and heightened awareness. Emotional mediums will absorb the energy, the emotional energy of those on the other side. And when they do this, they're able to really kind of bring in for themselves, but really for others, a lot of healing energy, and that's why I call them the healers, is because emotional mediums, when they work with others, they're the type of mediums that tend to really be able to heal long-standing issues. So many people, as we age, as we get older, we do funny things. We sometimes, act in ways that maybe we wouldn't normally act if we weren't in pain or if we weren't suffering or if we weren't losing somewhat of our mental and emotional capabilities. And I have a lot of people come to me who are very hurt with a loved one's passing. And legitimately, at times things have happened that I can certainly understand the pain. An emotional medium will be able to bridge that pain and help healing happen. And so even though it can be harder for an emotional medium to really understand that they're tapping into the emotional energy of those on the other side, they are incredibly able to bring, profound transformative healing. And in part this is because emotional mediums are connected to divine love. They have that ability to channel that in through the heart because they're more connected to the heart in that way. And one of the strongest psychic abilities for an emotional medium is clairsentience. And a clairsentient is someone who has the ability to feel deeply. Now, clairsentience can also describe feeling as a kind of a presence, but clairsentience can also be someone who really feels in their heart, or they can feel emotional energy. That can also be called clairempath, which is someone who, empathy, we all know, is the ability to soak in and feel someone else's emotional energy. Clairempathy is the ability to feel that and tune into that emotional energy without that person being present. And so emotional mediums tend to be clairempathetic in that way. And like I said, they're very connected in their heart with divine love. And also a lot of emotional mediums are very connected to the vibration of love, too, divine love and the angelic realm. So keep that in mind. If you feel that, I kind of feel the feelings, but I don't know what kind of, if it's right for me, if I am an emotional medium or not. But if you sometimes even feel the warm love of someone on the other side, ask who it is. Ask who might be present. And you will probably most likely, through that question, simply be able to tune in to whoever it is on the other side that is sending you that love. The same with forgiveness. Same with when you go through a difficult time emotionally and you're needing someone to kind of comfort you, you're needing someone to perhaps just send that love your way to help you, to heal you, then you're more likely to feel that love and be able to tap into that. We're going to take a break in a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about mental mediums and how mental mediums tune into the other side and the difference, because there's a marked difference between a mental medium and an emotional medium. All right, so we'll take a break and we'll come right back and talk about that.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back. We're back with Intuit University, Sherry Dillard. We're working out of the book today, You Are a Medium, which won the International Book Award for Best New Age Nonfiction Book for 2013-14. So, we're talking about right now the different types of medium. We just talked about an emotional medium. Let's talk about a mental medium. Mental mediums are able to, they receive energy information in a different way than the emotionally. Emotionally, like we said, we talked about absorbing emotional energy. Mental mediums tend to know. That's why I call them the knowers. As an example, have you ever been driving in your car and, you know, just maybe not even thinking of a loved one, and you just suddenly kind of feel like you're carrying on a conversation with them, or you know what they think about something in your life, or you kind of are talking to yourself, trying to figure something out, and you get a sudden kind of awareness and impulse about, you know, what your mother, father, or a favorite grandparent or someone on the other side would feel about something that you're going through or know. That's a mental medium. Mental mediums, they kind of receive a lot of insight like that, new ideas, that quick flash of illumination. And a lot of times mental mediums instantaneously will really get a sense of that it's real, that it's true, that, you know, that kind of sense that, you know, sometimes we kind of just know that it's happening, and other times, you know, we may doubt ourselves, or we may go through an instantaneous knowing and then begin let our mind kind of convince us that we're wrong or that that's not true. Hold on to that initial feeling, though, that you are connected to someone on the other side and communicating with them, because mental mediums are very telepathic. Telepathy is the ability to send and receive thought messages back and forth from one mind to another, or from even a group to another person. And so telepathy not only works here in the human world, which we can kind of tune into another's thoughts, know what they're thinking, but it also is the way that mental mediums communicate with those on the other side, is through their knowing in that way. Now, mental mediums also use clairaudience. Clairaudience is the ability to actually hear information. So mental mediums a lot of times will be able to almost hear, even though it's not, and this is where a lot of people may get into trouble, is that sometimes people will discount what they hear because it sounds like it's coming from their own mind or their own inner voice. Now, that's perfectly natural, normal. It doesn't have to sound like your aunt, Uncle Pete sounded, or your grandmother. You don't have to literally hear her voice. Now, that does happen. That is a phenomenon that at times will happen, but it's actually not very common. It's a little bit more rare. What's more common for clairaudience is just kind of that inner, it's a knowing, but it comes in more through kind of listening to yourself, listening. It feels like listening to yourself, but it's actually listening and hearing a loved one give you a message in that way. Now, mental mediums, they tend to be able to, a lot of times, know the kind of information that maybe a mental medium won't know. They may, for instance, know information. They may know a person's name on the other side. They may know facts about that, or kind of, sometimes they'll come up with more logical, rational information, numbers, or maybe what a loved one did for work, or even the thoughts that they kind of had here in the physical realm about their loved ones. But this kind of knowing can also in some ways work against the mental medium too, in the way that some mental mediums are more inclined to overthink. And a lot of people do that with medium ability. That's one of the probably biggest obstacles to get through, is overthinking. In other words, you may feel connected. You know, you may feel that you're listening. You may hear a voice, but overthinking will convince you that you didn't. It'll convince you that that can't possibly be true. You don't have the kind of verifiable facts to back up what you have heard or what you believe, and so you begin to kind of really, you know, spiral downward into a non-believing, that can't possibly be. So keep in mind that, you know, intuition, mental mediumship, any type of medium ability tends to come in pretty clearly, pretty quickly at times too. And then what we do is we, you know, if you get that feeling that, yeah, this is true, this is real, hold on to it and try to resist and know that most likely you will slip at some point into the logical mind that will begin to really doubt what's happening, really overthink it a little bit and want scientific proof and, you know, you probably get a little frustrated with all of that, though. So when you get there, just say to yourself something like, you know, I'm just going to have to let this go, let it play out, and not give too much weight to my overthinking mind that wants to kind of get a kind of verifiable evidence that may not be possible. It's interesting because verifiable information is quite possible when we do medium work. You know, probably pretty much every day when I see clients, there's information that comes up that certainly there's no way I could have factually known this. And what's interesting is that when you come up with information that is very factual, a person's name, because I've done this where I've had been able to tell someone, you know, their loved one's first name, maybe what they, I always tell people what they look like because I'm very clairvoyant and I see them. And other information, and interestingly enough, is that if someone is really wanting to be a doubter, if someone really wants to refute that, then they will do it no matter how much evidence is there. So it's one of those things that, you know, just be aware of as you proceed, not to buy in too much to it. All right, let's talk about the manifestors. The manifestors are physical intuitives, and physical intuitives receive energy information in contact with the other side primarily through their body in the physical world. You know, these, everybody receives some type of, you know, physical phenomenon from loved ones on the other side. Now, not everyone notices it, not everyone believes it, and not everyone receives as much as a physical medium. Physical mediums, because they're tuned into the physical world and the body, they are the ones that do tend to be able to experience more of that. Okay, so when I talk about physical phenomena, what do I mean? Okay, well, I know that you've all experienced this. It's the kind of thing where it happens a lot through the radio, through lights in your home, through television going off and on. It could be a bird in the window. It could be finding pennies, dimes. It might be a butterfly. It's all different kinds of phenomena like that that occurs over and over. And not only does it occur spontaneously, but for a physical medium, when it occurs, it's not something that they doubt. It's something they absolutely know who it's from, or at least they know that this is a sign of someone on the other side wanting to communicate with them. And this type, all types, like I said, you know, it's a phenomenon we all experience. But the physical medium will experience more of it, and they will also have a clearer sense, like I said, and be able to take it from there, to kind of take it a little bit further than just noticing it. We're going to talk a little bit more about this I'm going to talk about psychometry, which is what the physical medium is very good at, in a moment. We are going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll go a little bit more into how a physical medium can tune into it more through psychometry, what that's all about. And then we will talk about spiritual mediums, which is our fourth category and type. And we'll be right back.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called the turning point. In our world, that time is right now.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with Sherry Diller with Intuit University, and we are talking about medium types, the different medium types, and how we all have the ability to communicate with the other side. And once you know the way that you naturally do it, then you can better and quickly, more quickly learn more and more information, guidance, and the ability to further tune in and communicate. So what we left off with before the break was physical mediums and how they receive information through the physical body and also through the physical world. And we talked about how physical mediums are more likely to experience phenomena like light flashing, finding coins, dimes, pennies, or more, birds kind of coming to the window and that kind of thing. Now, physical mediums are also very adept at psychometry. Psychometry is the ability to hold an object of someone that they themselves have either worn often or held in their hands, like their keys or earrings, a ring, watches, that kind of thing, and to hold an object like that and to receive more information from that. Now, physical mediums will also practice psychometry through looking at a photo, a picture. Many times people will ask me, should I bring a photo in for a session? And what I am actually not really a very strong mental medium. I am more of a, physical medium. I'm actually more of a spiritual medium. So photos don't really help me very much. In fact, sometimes they can get me off track. I prefer to look at people clairvoyantly, but not all people. There are mediums that definitely do really well with photos, and that is because they are mental. I mean, sorry, I'm getting all these mixed up today. More physical mediums. So you might want to give that a try if you suspect that maybe you're a physical medium, holding objects, someone who's passed over, or someone even still in the physical world, and seeing what kind of thoughts and feelings you can get from that. It's kind of amazing the kind of depth of information actually that comes as you hold an object. All right, we're going to jump into spiritual mediums. We're running out of time a little bit. And I call spiritual mediums seers, the seers. Spiritual mediums tend to see more. They're more clairvoyant. I'm more of a mental, I keep saying that. Maybe I'm a mental medium. I keep saying I am. But I'm also a spiritual medium, and that is seeing light flashing, seeing an image of a loved one. And it doesn't have to be kind of a physical image you see. In other words, like the person standing right in front of you. Sometimes a spiritual medium will see others as light. They'll see others as, kind of orbs or energy in that form. So it comes in all different kinds of ways in that way. They're much more also sensitive to the aura, spiritual mediums, in that sometimes that's the part of the energy that they perceive in others. They're able to see lights around others, and also the colors and lights of an energy body, like I was saying, of someone on the other side. Spiritual mediums receive energy information through their aura, and so spiritual mediums can tend to be a little bit more sensitive in that way, that they may, kind of feel a presence in the room. They may at times be more apt to be aware that there's a ghost or a spirit guide present or even a divine being. And it's not so much that they feel it in the physical body or they feel it as an emotion or something kind of manifests like a physical medium. It's simply that the spiritual medium is able to sense things in a much different way than the other types. They just kind of, it's hard to explain, but it's this sensitized feeling. Like sometimes your hair will stand up on your arms. You'll feel a shiver in your body, a little tingling. Those are the kinds of feelings that a spiritual medium feels, because that's coming in more through the energy body, more through the aura. The aura kind of absorbs that energy and brings it into the nervous system. And so there is more likely going to be that kind of tingling, that kind of feeling. Spiritual mediums tend to be, of all types, more connected I know I'm probably not using the right word here, but they tend to be able to tune into on the other side a little bit stronger than the other types at first. And I only say at first because all types can really tune into that energy. It's just simply that a spiritual medium will have more of a natural kind of affinity to that. A lot of times spiritual mediums are very aware of spirits when they were young. They may have seen their relatives, grandmother, aunts, or uncles, or maybe someone who they didn't even know in their home or in the yard or something like that. Like I said, they are more likely to feel the presence of ghosts or those kinds of other types of spiritual beings when they're younger, too. And a lot of spiritual mediums had those experiences when they were younger, and so what they've done is they've kind of blocked it at times because it may have been scary or overwhelming. So if you feel as if perhaps you do have more medium ability than you're letting yourself really experience, then you might want to really ask yourself and look back into your childhood some and get a sense of your family's the way they felt about any kind of intuitive or medium abilities. You know, were they open to that? Was there any dialogue about it? What, did you grow up in a religious home that maybe denied the presence of spirit in that way and didn't believe that it was possible to communicate with the other side and thought it was silly or nonsense? Because those kinds of attitudes for sensitive children don't always even have to be outwardly spoken. Sometimes kids are able to really pick up that kind of energy attitude and will shut down even before they've actually even been able to get in touch with their abilities in that way. Or, you know, they repress it to the point where there's so much denial that it's hard for that memory to even surface that they had it. So if you have an interest in any of this, most likely you were intuiting at a young age and most likely even receiving medium messages from a young age. Because like I said, you know, we come from the other side. Before we come into the physical life, we are all spirit. We are those on the other side. And so we do have a spiritual memory of that, and we do have a spiritual, not just memory, but a fondness for it, because that is our home. This is where we came from. This is where we're going. And we speak the language of that. We don't lose the language because that's how we communicated before we came into this life. And that is how we will communicate once we depart this life. So it's a very natural way of being. And I hope that you take the time to tune into your medium abilities. And please give my book a look, You Are a Medium. Lots of stories about how other people have connected and communicated and helped their loved ones on the other side, and how you can further develop your abilities with exercises for your particular type of medium type, you know, kind of what will help you best to further your own medium abilities. So thank you so much. It's been great talking to all of you today. I hope that you have a wonderful, blessed day. And I will talk to you again in 2 weeks. So take care.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-9000. 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.